Early history of the local library 125 years ago, and the Carnegie Library. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info, 1906, in Chapter 22, the nucleus of the present city library originated in 1898 when the cultured ladies and gentlemen of Richland Center took hold of the matter in earnest and organized the Richland Center Free Library Association. They were materially encouraged in the project by donations of funds of $1,000 by J.W. Librand, which, supplemented by other contributions from public-spirited citizens, enabled the library board to procure a good assortment of books at that very beginning. The books were first kept in the building now occupied by L.H. Bancroft as a law office, and later in the building where it is now located, the office of Grant L. Minor, the latter place being used until July 5, 1905, when the library was removed to its present elegant home. The first librarian after the association was organized was Mrs. G. H. Hardenberg, who was followed in that capacity by Mrs. O. F. Black, and finally Miss Vera Eastland was given charge and has continued in that service as librarian since. In 1903, negotiations were opened with Andrew Carnegie, looking toward a donation by him to Richland Center for the library purpose. The effort was successful, the steel magnate agreeing to give $10,000 upon the condition that the citizens of Richland Center would furnish an annuity of $1,000 to support the enterprise. The Board of Aldermen of Richland Center invoked the power, which is given to them by statute, and levied an annual tax of $1,000 upon the property valuation of the city, and thus it granted the satisfaction of Mr. Carnegie's proposal. The Carnegie Library building was located on the corner of Park and Seminary Streets, and it was a popular resort, much appreciated by the studious citizens of all ages. Richland Center may be well proud of her library, where 2,000 choice volumes await the call of all of its patrons.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.